Ontario PMU expansion raises cost concerns, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. ESO's plan to require synchrophasor data from storage resources prompted cost concerns during an educational session at the ISO's technical panel meeting March 3. IESO announced in 2025 it will require phasor measurement units at all grid-connected storage units rated at least 20 MVA, including aggregations. PMUs, which collect data including voltage, current, and frequency, already are required for generators of 100 MVA and larger. The new requirement also would apply to any size storage or generation facility that can impact a NERC interconnection reliability operating limit. As part of the changes, the ISO will move its PMU requirements to the market rules from the market manual, and the minimum reporting rate will increase from 30 to 60 samples per second. ESO's Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition, or SCADA system, which collects data from grid-connected facilities every 2 to 10 seconds, cannot provide real-time monitoring for the oscillation phenomena that can be caused by the growing number of inverter-based storage facilities. Going to 60 samples a second allows us to be able to see any oscillations that might occur between 0 to 15 Hz in the field, said Dame Jankulowski, lead power system engineer in ESO's performance validation and modeling unit. We're just trying to be a little bit proactive here and go with a higher sampling rate because that's what other jurisdictions in North America have done. IESO, which currently has 86 PMUs at 36 facilities, expects that to increase to 240 PMUs at 111 facilities in the next 5 years. Jankulowski said written comments submitted following an engagement session in December raised no material concerns with the new requirements. But stakeholders expressed concern over costs during Jankulowski's presentation. I don't have any idea what the cost is here. Is it $1 million or is it 100 million? Asked Dave Forsyth of AMCO, which represents industrial power users. Who's going to pay for this and how much is it going to cost? And are we asking for a Rolls-Royce when we only need a Chevy? Robert Rhein-Muller of Transmission and Distribution Utility Hydro One said most of the PMUs in ESO's system today were installed by his company. Many of the future installations will be for facilities that win upcoming IESO procurements, he said. He said the utility will file rate requests for 2028 to 2032 within a couple of months. And if I don't have, say, 150 PMUs accounted for this change that you're proposing, we're going to have a hard time finding that money after the fact, he said. Rhein-Muller said Hydro One spent tens of millions of dollars installing the existing PMUs. The PMU itself is not an expensive device, but the infrastructure to collect the data behind the scenes is not trivial. Jankulowski acknowledged that doubling the sampling from 30 to 60 readings per second will require more data storage capacity, but said Hydro One officials had not expressed any major concerns in their discussions with the ISO. IESO sized its system to handle 60 samples per second for up to 400 PMUs, he said. So, we left a little bit of spare room, he said. Right now, we are sort of at the halfway point in terms of requirements that we have proposed to date. Jankulowski said it is a bit of a challenge to put a cost number on the new requirements. But from a reliability perspective, we don't want an outage, right? And so if an oscillation were to cause an outage without having this data, we would not be able to first prevent it, or even just see it and see what kind of actions we need to take. The technical panel is expected to vote on recommending the changes at its May 12th meeting, teeing up an IESO board vote on June 11th. The tentative effective date is December 2nd.